opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thank you, Woody, and we go right to him. Been a while since we've talked to him. Kyle Crabbs, Locked On Fins podcast, joins us as the rookies are ready to report today. I guess he'll be back on the field for the first time tomorrow. Kyle, I got to ask you, it's still, people think we're just kind of stuck here in the middle of the pack. How do you feel going into this whole thing? Before we get in, I know we can talk about, we also got in this whole thing about Tua's got to play 17 games to find out just how good we really are as a team. I don't care, you know, good teams, bad teams, we need him for 17 to see it, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of the big defining factors of what this season looks like. And part of it is out of your control, but part of it is in your control. And you hope the things that aren't in your control break your way. And you think you hope that the things that are in your control are the things that we make smart decisions with this season. And it does create a certain level of, I think, uncertainty going into every year as far as the predictability of what the team's going to be. And that's just an unfortunate circumstance that Miami finds themselves in uniquely relative to some other teams across the NFL.
So you're a real positive guy overall. With all the people that have been doing this stuff all off season, and I'm in there too, it's gotten negative. There was things that have done that have really kind of pissed me off early after the season was over. There was a lot of things. And then the moves they had to make all of a sudden to go a different direction on some things. And it's like, you know, I'm sure you felt, you and I have talked at home, what are we doing? How do you feel about this team compared to the last couple years?
I look at the roster that's assembled.
Yes.
And I don't think it's as talented as a roster as what you've seen the last couple of years, but we just got done talking about the Tua Tagovailoa variable. There's been teams that sometimes it's talent gets you a long way, but talent's not the only thing, right? So I will readily acknowledge, yeah, there's more uncertainty. There's less proven players. There's less star power. There's maybe less established talent on this roster. I think all of those statements are fair to make based off of on paper what we see with this team right now. I think the things that are going to define it are health of a few key players, and it's a big year for Mike McDaniel and his coaching staff. From a coaching perspective and from a player development standpoint, it's a big year because you've seen teams that come into years less talented. The Rams on the West Coast are a team that did this recently. They won the Super Bowl. They had the hangover year where they won six games. And I think 33% of their roster was like day three rookies and undrafted free agents. Well, they won 10 games that year because the coaching showed up and they got better as the year went on. Those are the kinds of things that I think are going to be the defining variables for the Dolphins as I look at the roster and what it looks like on paper right now.
Mike, I thought, made the move to get Bobby Slowick because he really desperately needed some fresh thoughts to go in this offense, and everybody's caught up with him on certain things that he's talked about, and I think that's one of the reasons he brought him in as senior pass game coordinator. Do you agree with that?
I think that's certainly the hope for Bobby with what they did in Houston, and not everything schematically and design-wise was really clean in Houston, but they had their own warts on the roster and the offensive line, and you see how they completely gutted and renovated that offensive line this offseason, and they got six new guys that could be on the 53 just on the offensive line in Houston. So Miami obviously had their own problems with that. I think you look at once Austin Jackson went down and how they used the screen game to effectively replace the run game. I think you look at some of the limitations with the guys that they had in at the guard position, and the Dolphins told us what they thought of that by bringing in two new guys to be starters. I think it is definitely going to have a little bit of a different flavor to it, and Slowick's exact role in that is something I don't know that we'll ever get full clarity on, but you hope that it's a healthy change. And I don't think it can hurt, because I do think they kind of ran up into a couple missed evaluations internally that kind of limited what they could do. And then once the injuries throughout the course of the season happened, you only had so many answers. And that's why I think you saw the offense at times be as limited as it was.
Zach Sealer. We've seen so far the team is stuck with this. We spent a lot of money last year. We're not spending any this year. Jonnu Smith is now gone because he didn't want to play for his and wanted a new contract. Zach Sealer get more money, or do they go hard line with him with all these young guys he's going to be playing with, these three draft picks on the defensive line?
Yeah, it's I could see it really breaking either way, because I think you could see the Dolphins say, look, you got multiple years left on your deal. We're kind of trying to change the way we go about our business so we don't have to deal with this every year. I could see that being how they choose to handle it. But on the other side of the coin, the difference between Jalen Ramsey coming in and getting two deals in 2 years, Jonnu Smith coming in, signing a two-year deal, playing 1 year on it, versus a guy like Zach who was a waiver wire claim in 19, you've developed. He's been a leader. He's been productive. He's been a part of this organization and embodies all the things that we just got done talking about, are the things that are going to define this season as far as player development and guys getting better and doing all the right things. I could see them looking at him circumstantially and feeling as though he is kind of in a different class and be willing to play ball there. I don't know what way it's going to break. Some of that might depend on how hard Zach does or does not choose to push. But it's a tough one to see. I think if Zach doesn't push, I don't think they'll be inclined to do something, just because they've been pretty passive with all of the extended multi-year lots of guarantees.
Well, the hold-ins all got paid last year. It paid off. All the guys who were out there watching, except for Christian Wilkins a year before, he did it and ended up, said, all right, I get it. I'm done. Now it's time to play. And he went out and got himself a big fat contract by the way he played. But I am really curious to see how Zach handles this. He's a class act. There's always been, listen, nothing's been handed. That guy got cut and he has started from scratch to where he is right now. And the numbers he's put up. Hey, while we're at it, what position going into camp? I'll put the positive spin. You're most concerned with, but looking forward to seeing what we really have now that they might really get a chance to show it.
I think the safety room with the addition of Minka Fitzpatrick, you can make an argument six guys deserve a 53 spot in that room, and I don't think they're going to carry six. So I look at the young guys that they picked the last 2 years with McMorris and how he flashed on special teams and how he flashed in the preseason. Trader, the day three pick this year, to go with Melifonwu, who's very talented. It's more of a durability thing.
Right.
Minka, how do they use Minka? Where do they use Minka? Ashton Davis and then Elijah Campbell. I think that's between special teams roles, box safeties, deep safeties, slot guys who can play in the slot. Do you do three safety stuff with all the questions at corner? I think there's a lot of good DNA in that room that, you know, it might not be a bunch of star power, but the domino effect of putting Minka Fitzpatrick at the top of the room and how that impacts who your safety two is, who your safety five is, I think that's a really nice looking group. I'm excited to see what that one looks like.
You think Jason Marshall's got a chance to jump up and get some playing time?
I wouldn't say, I'd say never say never with this cornerback room, because you have a bunch of different guys with a bunch of different backgrounds with vets and young guys and rookies and UDFAs. And I think that's it's right now as close to authentically a true competition as you could possibly dream up of. And there's like six guys involved. Yeah. So I think that is going to be totally performance based. We'll still see. I still kind of expect them to sign a vet, but you know, if it doesn't happen into camp and somebody really flashes and instills your confidence, you know, maybe it changes things. But yeah, I could see that corner back room kind of like safety, but you don't have, I think, the guy at the top that creates the domino effect that you feel better about. It's a lot of competition, a lot of guys that I could see being on 53s, and whoever plays the best is going to earn the playing time. And Marshall's, I think, certainly in that bucket. He meets a certain athletic profile that you see a lot of guys have success with, but it's a question of how he applies that and how disciplined he plays.
Yeah, and then I think you and I still agree that they would love to add a veteran cornerback, either one of the guys out there that's waiting to get paid and looking for the best situation, or the second part is to trade for somebody that looks like they might be on their way out or not fitting into somebody's plans. Would you agree one way or the other?
Yeah, I think so, and I think you weigh your options out there. And look, we just had San Francisco yesterday. It's a different position, but Juwan Jennings, it was reported yesterday, he's a wide receiver, wants a new contract from the 49ers, or he wants to be traded. And wow. You know, as we get into camp, you start to see a little bit maybe more of guys. They've been having discussions throughout the summer. Maybe they didn't get the progress that they wanted. It goes public. Like, you never know what might come down the chute. And I think that for Miami is they have lots of options, and they do have some extra draft capital into future years. Now you're going to need a lot of it to make picks and have cost controlled talent in-house and all that. And I think you can't close the book on any possible avenue to address that room. And Chris has kind of shown that over the years where there have been some trades that have happened with guys that come in, and some of them work, some of them don't. That's part of the risk of a team doesn't want a player anymore. But I'm really interested to see, you know, if we get in the next week some kind of commitment into the cornerback room.
Yeah, there's just so many different things with this team. How do you feel about backup situation on the offensive line besides the starting five?
I think Larry Borum is a good scheme fit. And he can play guard and tackle. I know it sounds like they ideally want to keep him at tackle, where last year it was Kendall Lamb, who's a really good pass protector. And then the run game stuff, you just didn't get the movement that you needed on the edge. I think Borum can provide that. He can play guard. So I think whoever your six is probably going to be okay. I don't think he's necessarily like Aaron Brewer, who was maligned in Tennessee and comes over and is a tremendous scheme fit and ends up being a quality starter for you, a really good center. I don't think Borum's that kind of a scheme fit, but I do look at the 1 through 8 or 9, and you get past 6, and I probably look at that group and say I'd feel better if 7 was at 8, if 8 was at 9, and if 9 was off the bubble.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I know all off season they've preached, you know, doing things together, and apparently things weren't as good as we thought they were a year earlier. Not that we pay attention for chemistry and culture and all that stuff in the off season. I don't go around waiting to ask the coach, you know. You just think guys are hanging out, and I think we've kind of found out things weren't great last off season. So this season, that was something he really worked on. Mike wanted to really get the team to like each other and play together and spend time working out together and doing things together, which Jalen Ramsey didn't obviously fit into the plans with that. I just wonder how much of a difference you think that makes from what he got accomplished, and he's going to tell us that he got accomplished this offseason.
It's kind of hard to say, right? Because it's all of that is behind the scenes. I do think you look at some of the things that you could see through the keyholes last offseason, and you had a lot of guys that did sit out stuff, voluntary stuff, weren't necessarily fully present because they were focused on their contract situation, and that ranges from Tyreek Hill's practice stuff, and then he gets an extension, and Jalen Ramsey and Tua Tagovailoa, right? Like, the only guy that they took care of early was Jalen Waddle, if I remember correctly. And Raheem Mostert got a one-year extension after the record-setting season that he had in 23. So you had a lot of, I need to take care of my business type stuff going on that you could see. So right. I think, you know, the primary guy that happened with, that was kind of front row center, was Jonnu Smith, who's obviously no longer here. So I think you could probably look at it from that perspective, and especially if Zach shows up and is ready to roll for the starter training camp, and you could probably say, hey, there's probably some good indicators that some of that investment is paying dividends as far as everybody kind of moving in the same direction and buying into this is how we do things here with our program. And I think that's another part of the motivation for why you maybe skew a little bit younger. And your veteran guys are guys that have a chip on their shoulder and are looking for somebody to invest in them, and they have something to prove. Because if you buy into the way we do things here and you have success with it, you're really going to be ingrained in this is the right way to do things, instead of a veteran player saying, well, we did it like this when I'm here, but we did it like that, and I like that better somewhere else, so I'm not buying it.
Last question for you here real quickly, and it happened while I was gone. Asante Samuel Sr. came out and just blasted the head coach and GM over his son, Junior, and whether he's going to play there, but he ripped the team. I'm guessing Junior is saying his agents already called the team and said, hey, that's my dad. That has nothing to do with me. He was doing a podcast. He has nothing to do with me. I like the team. I want to make sure you understand that's not coming from me. That was coming from him. You agree with that? The agent reached out right away on that. There's no way that's a thought of Junior as well.
Well, I think for Junior, you don't want to cut off an opportunity to have a landing spot, right? Where some teams have started to make the commitment. Seattle was a team that was in the corner market, and they committed to Shaq Griffin. So, it started to narrow a little bit, and you don't want to cut down your own market too tightly and then have less teams that are interested in your services as you get cleared from your off-season recovery stuff. And leave yourself in a bad spot and then have to be sitting there hoping somebody gets injured so that there's urgency for somebody to offer you contract. So,
yeah.
The comments didn't necessarily surprise me because the Dolphins right now are a team that, you know, nationally is under the microscope, and it's easy to say bad things about them. And some of them they've earned and they got to wear. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think for Asante Samuel Jr., until he has a landing spot, I'd be wanting to keep all of my options open, and that would include the Dolphins.
Yeah, especially in your hometown where you live in the offseason. I agree with you. Kyle, thank you as always, man. Great having you. Appreciate it. Going to be a lot of stuff to talk about here with the rookies, and then before you know it, next week we'll be talking about the veterans. Thank you.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you.
All right, Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast, and always – positive guy, and on top of it, if you don't pay attention to the podcast, it's a damn good one that he puts up every day. It really is. Tell you who else is really good every day, Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. I want to thank you guys so much at Atlantic Men's Clinic. You do it the right way, the professional way. Knock out Low T for men. It's going to happen sooner or later. I'm sure you've been educated on that by now, and people tell you. Question is, where do you go to get the best results, to do it the right way, the professional way, the safe way, with people that know what they're doing? Atlantic Men's Clinic has 7 locations, including a brand new one in Hollywood. But its bottom line is putting a program together for you with all the testing, meeting with their professionals, and then you decide if you want to do the program. But if you're struggling right now with low T and you know it, tired all the time, when you're tired now you don't work out as much as you used to because you're getting older, now you got that belly, you've gained weight, your sex drive is gone as well, that's ED, it happened, and it happened to me, and it's going to happen to every guy out there. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, because the Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out real quickly for you, where you'll get great results. I've told everybody this, I'm not making it up, man. I'm telling you, 13 months ago I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I can't thank those guys enough for what's happened. It just, the first appointment's the most important one. And somebody had to push me to go down there. I didn't want to go. I sure am glad I did, though. 877-455-7300. Meet with them. Let them tell you what they're going to do for you. Put the program together. Let them see your numbers. And they're going to put something together for you to get great results. Summer vacation's coming up. Why not enjoy it even more than you thought you could with Atlantic Men's Clinic?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.